My Wrangler jeans from Walmart are legit my favorite go-to pants. They got that slim cut that's always fresh for going out.
Hey, what's up?
They're durable enough, even for my shift.
Water wrap.
And stretchy enough for when I want to kick back and chill with a movie. So basically, they can do it all, and on my budget. I mean, come on. You really can't beat all that. Shop your Wrangler pants at Walmart.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids' allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
The legends are true.
Overwhelming power!
The sauce of destiny.
Yes! The most legendary sauce has arrived as McDonald's transforms into the anime world of WcDonald's. The greatest flavors unite in all new savory chili WcDonald's sauce to make your 10-piece WcNuggets, fries, and Sprite ultra-powerful. Unlock manga comics with every meal and sit down for a new anime short every week only at WcDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, go!
And participate in McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of Punt Intended, a fantasy NBA dynasty podcast. I am your host, Rhett Bauer, coming to you with the 2022-23 fantasy NBA season awards. Now that all but I think MVP have been released by the NBA, I thought it would be fun to go through and do that with a fantasy twist on it. We were supposed to do our mailbag podcast this week, but scheduling difficulties with David and I made that basically impossible. So instead, here we are. We're going to pivot a little bit. It's all good. This is still something I wanted to do, and why not do it now? But before we get started, please make sure to rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. It would really help us out a ton and continue growing. Please follow me on Twitter at @Rhett_Bauer, and then follow the show on Twitter at @PuntIntendedPod, no spaces. That'll be absolutely fantastic. We are still planning on doing the mailbag, whether it goes through in a Twitter spaces or like a YouTube live or something like that. We haven't decided. So let us know if you have any questions, and I'll be sure to respond with whatever time we end up hammering out and getting that can work for both of us. I do think I will be starting some sort of Substack or something just to put all my fantasy stuff and basketball stuff in general into one place. So be on the lookout for that on Twitter. I just don't want to lose access to all of you who may or may not care about the regular basketball stuff, but you actually want to listen to the fantasy stuff. I'll have a feed for that. It'll be a good way to insulate myself just in case Twitter decides to implode. Let's get into these awards, because I had a great time putting this stuff together, because you know I had to do all of the possible research. Starting with Fantasy Most Valuable Player. And this is about as close as the actual MVP, which should be a surprise to absolutely nobody. Per game, Joel Embiid was the best fantasy player, while Jokic was second and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was third. In totals, it was Jokic, SGA, and Joel. And then per 36, it was actually Jokic, Embiid, Steph. So I think I'm going to go with Jokic as the 2022-23 fantasy MVP, despite Joel Embiid having a slight edge per game. Take your pick, just like in reality. Moving on, let's do Rookie of the Year. And this is kind of a hard one, because Walker Kessler was the best rookie for the entire season for Nine Cat. But I'm giving Jalen Williams the Fantasy Rookie of the Year, because the well-roundedness of his game and how incredible he was to close the year really had me feeling like J-Dub deserves some love there. I could be mistaken in where Walker Kessler ended up to close out the year. Walker Kessler was at 23rd. Jalen Williams was at 21st. So you could really take your pick there. I'm a huge J-Dub fan. You guys know this. So I'm going to go there. Keegan Murray comes in at a pretty distant third. The rookie class this year just really wasn't super great for fantasy yet. I think they're absolutely going to get there. And it'll be interesting to see what sort of sophomore jumps we get next year as the guys get more familiar with the league, get more familiar with the NBA workout regimen, their schedule and all that. So we will be on the lookout for that. But I'm excited to see what these three guys in particular look like next year as far as fantasy goes, because they just have three of the probably the most impactful fantasy games. Obviously outside of guys like Chet or the high volume players, like they're all nine cat, pretty fantastic players. So we'll look forward to that. Defensive player of the year. It's not really close. I know sometimes people say that, and it's Jaren Jackson Jr. He had four combined stocks this year, steals and blocks, while the next closest was Nick Claxton at 3.3. Not bad. Anthony Davis also had 3.3. So those would be the first, second, and third place, because you know that Anthony Davis only played 62 games while Nick Claxton played 80. So there is an argument for Claxton over Jaren Jackson Jr., but apparently this year the voting panel did not care about games played, like total defensive player of the year production. They cared a lot more about per game. So that's what we are going with. Jaren Jackson Jr. for our 2022-23 defensive player of the year, with Claxton and AD bringing in the rear. Next is sixth man of the year, which was, I put too much time into this. I went through every player, and if they jumped out at me as somebody who didn't start a bunch, I'd look on Basketball Reference, see how many games they started versus how many they didn't, and I would go from there. So we are going to go through the results of that, basically, and the winner of the Sixth Man of the Year award for fantasy, Onyeka Okongwu, who ended up as the 81st player this year in Ninecat, which is pretty sweet. He played in 80 games, which is huge. He only started in 18 of them, which is really, really good. And then obviously you've got Malcolm Brogdon coming in at second, because he played 67 games and did not start in any of them. There were a lot of guys who were ahead of him in the per game production, but they just started a ton of games. And so maybe this is being nitpicky, giving Brogdon a huge step up because of his lack of games started. But hey, it's sixth man of the year, not best player to sometimes come off the bench, but also sometimes start player of the year. That would be a really long acronym. And last and certainly not least, DeLon Wright. He only played in 50 games, which is obviously not super fantastic. And he started in 18 of them, which is also, or 14 of them rather. So he started in 28% of his games, which is good enough for me, because DeLon Wright was 65th in Ninecat and a guy who probably won you some leagues to close out the year, because he was just killing it, as DeLon Wright always does to close out the season. He has dynasty relevance exactly for those 50 games, which I think longtime players know better than most. Most improved player. Now, we already talked about players who had the biggest risers and fallers from pre-deadline to post-deadline. So I just took that, expanded it out to the full 2022-23 season, and then added in the 21-22 season. And here we go. We've got Bol Bol up at the top. And this does not include guys like Kawhi Leonard, Jamal Murray, Zion, and Simmons, who just didn't play last year. Obviously, they would be huge, huge risers. But Bol Bol came through. He was basically useless last year and jumped all the way up to about a 172 for the year. I know a lot of you were psyched about him, and I hope that you sold when you could, because ending at 172, despite being like a top 70-ish player for the first month or two, 3 months, I don't know how long it was, but regardless, he is the winner by making the biggest jump. However, I think the players who jumped up inside the top 50 are probably the more important ones, and that includes guys like Kyle Anderson, who jumped up 66 spots to the 80th position, and then Buddy Hield jumped up 65 from 115 to 50. And then I think the award has to go to Lauri Markkanen, right? Jumping up 53 spots from 71st last last year to 18th this year is just something that you just can't ignore, right? Like that just is not, that's just super, super, super impressive. Dame Lillard jumped up to 7th from 45th last year. That was injury related. Jaren Jackson Jr. jumped up 29 spots into the top 15, but Lauri Markkanen definitely takes the cake. While I would probably have guys like, I have Jaren Jackson up there because people care about the star jump rather than the major jump. But then I'd probably have Onyeka Okongwu up there as well because the jump he made was very, very real as opposed to just something injury related or jumping up, 40 spots, but still staying outside the top 100. We're going to do the fantasy most disproving player, the player who got the worst, who had the biggest fall from last year to this year, however you want to, most depressing player, maybe, is that a good way to put it? So we are looking at Giannis Antetokounmpo because this year he dropped 98 spots and fantasy managers know it because goodness gracious, his free throw shooting went from okay to just absolutely atrocious. And he was actually outside the top 100 this year, which is just wild for a guy who, he was a top producer in points, rebounds, and field goal percentage, but he was like a -6 Z score in free throw percentage, which is quite literally the worst in the entire NBA. 12 free throw attempts a game at 64% is just unbelievable. And 3.9 turnovers, also not great. So that is enough for him to run away with that easily, despite if you're taking him, you're likely going to be punting anyway. So it's not like a huge deal. But when you make that big of a fall from a top 12 player to outside the top 100, that is just something that, goodness gracious, wow. Yeah, it's one thing to be bad, but it's another thing to be bad. And it didn't help that his steals and blocks took a hit last year, or from last year, I should say. His threes also went down, and obviously his free throw percentage went down while his volume went up and turnovers went up. So all of that together just combines to be a pretty poor season for Giannis. In second place, Chris Middleton. His was injury related. John Collins had a 64 spot drop. He was top 40 last year. That doesn't seem right, so I'm going to look it up as I talk, but I'm going to keep this going. If he was top 40 last year, he ended up outside the top 100 this year. He was top 40. Goodness gracious. That's absolutely massive. I don't know what the heck is up with John Collins. I would not drop him too far in dynasty rankings because I just do not believe he is going to be there. But I've also been saying that for 2 years, so what the heck do I know? A couple other guys that I think are interesting in this most depressing player. Jordan Poole fell 60 spots from 75 to 135. Terry Rozier had a huge role change with LaMelo Ball out for a lot of the season, and his efficiency just cratered, took him from top 40 to almost outside the top 100. Robert Williams, his minutes were just way, way, way different. And so he had a 54 spot drop. But then Trae Young actually dropped from 6th to 42nd, while Karl-Anthony Towns dropped from 5th to 36th. So if you want to look at some of the more important fallers from the top of the draft, two guys that had teams give up a lot of assets, too many assets, to bring in a player at the same position that they hoped would address the deficiencies of that very flawed player. And I'm recording this as Minnesota has already been eliminated and Atlanta will likely be eliminated if Boston doesn't keep screwing around with Atlanta, who they're obviously better than. Last and certainly not least, I'm not doing an executive of the year. It's just not happening. I didn't want to spend too much time looking into it. The executive of the year is probably the person who acquired the biggest star this year. So I guess would that be James Jones for the Suns acquiring the 4th overall player, or maybe it would be Nico Harrison, I believe, acquiring Kyrie Irving. But then that's kind of it. I guess you could put the Cavs up there because they acquired Donovan Mitchell. So that would be my top three, I guess, as fun as that probably was to listen to as I do it. Coach of the year. This one is a fun one for me because I am going to, I did some quick maths. So there were five teams who had three players inside the top 50, and a lot of those were minutes related. So congratulations to Rick Carlisle, Nick Nurse, JB Bickerstaff, Monty Williams, and Billy Donovan for being the only teams to have three players inside the top 50, while you had Boston, Golden State, Atlanta, and Narlins had seven players in the top 150. So seven relevant players in standard leagues. That's pretty impressive. So Steve Kerr, Joe Mazzulla, Nate McMillan / Quinn Snyder, and then Willie Green all in there. I am going to give it to Nick Nurse because we know he played his dudes a ton. And Phoenix got the benefit of having one of those guys acquired midseason. So Nick Nurse, no, not the coach of the Toronto Raptors. Maybe I should dock that from him. He would be my fantasy coach of the year. I believe, clutch player of the year. This one is basically what I said last episode where we were talking about the player who made the biggest jump post-trade deadline, because we know that that is head-to-head playoff time. So the clutch player of the year for head-to-head playoffs is Jalen Williams, because we all know he made about a 100 spot jump into the top 20, which is just, it's absurd for him to have done that. And he likely won a lot of titles just getting a top 20 player probably off the wire at some point earlier in the season is absolutely fantastic. Tyrese Maxey came in second there because he was a top 30 player despite being top 120 pre-deadline. Emmanuel Quickley is rounding out the top three there, coming in at a top 50 player despite being almost outside the top 150 pre-deadline. And those are three 90 spot jumps that you just can't ignore. That's absolutely insane. Chris Dunn could also have a case because he went from irrelevant to playing a lot of games for Utah and was around a top 120 player. Zach Collins, I would also have on the ballot, but that is enough of clutch player of the year for fantasy when it is almost certainly just the players who had the biggest rise from the trade deadline on. I think that I'm not doing all rookie teams. That seems silly. I'm not doing all NBA teams. You can probably figure that out yourself if you are really interested in that. You can let me know on Twitter at Brett_Bauer, and I will most certainly post those on Twitter because I don't feel like taking the time to list off all of those guys. Basically, just looking at the top of the 9 cap per game rankings, and there you go. That's your all NBA team. But if I have to make it fit positions and you guys are interested in that, I will do it. Be sure to check out all of our stuff over at Sports Ethos. I just had the Pacers season recap post and had a fun time talking about that because you guys know I like talking about my Pacers, and I had a good time putting my fantasy hat on top of my Pacers hat and putting some time into that. So if you'd go check that out, it would be much appreciated. We'll be doing some draft coverage here soon. I'm going to be putting out my big board for reality, but also fantasy stat sets. And so once that comes out, you will definitely be hearing about it on this episode, or on this podcast feed rather. So please stay tuned. Thank you for tuning in. We will see you again next time.
My Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I could stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down. But when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun, trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store or online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.